Hi, hello. So good morning. You're welcome to today's episode number two of the series we just started yesterday, the in-between, or rather in-between / undefined relationship. So I told us that we are going to be taking this series and it's going to last for about 7 episodes, and I hope you're ready this morning. So we talked about undefined relationship, what undefined relationship was really all about yesterday. And we are still in the journey. So today I told us that I'm going to be bringing to us the episode 2, the undefined relationship spectrum. And we are going to be seeing today breaking down the different types of undefined relationship, from casual dating to situationships. Then I told us we are going to be exploring the nuances between various types of undefined relationship. Then lastly, I'm going to be discussing the benefits and challenges of each type of this relationship. I hope you're ready with me today. If this is your first time, please click on the subscribe button. There is no time to waste because there is a lot for you to learn from this relationship podcast, where we also talk about health and fitness. And we also give a bonus in social media classes on how to grow your business via online, because Mom Ziba is also a seasoned social media specialist. Thank you so much for joining me today. So today we are going to be talking about this. I hope you're doing well. I hope you are in the right state to listen to this podcast. It's going to be a bit brief, but not that brief, all right, because there's a lot for us to see in this topic. There's a lot for us to learn. This topic is really important for every single out there. It's also important for couples, because there are a lot of married people who engage themselves in this entanglement, and it really has a bad end to their own personal lifestyle, their personal life, and their marital space. So thank you for joining me today. You're welcome. You're welcome today. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. So you just pick a cozy spot, because we are in for a long ride together. We are in for a long ride together. Okay. So back to what we have for today. I told us that we are going to be talking about the relationship spectrum. All right. Undefined relationship. I dropped a poll yesterday. I don't know how many people scroll through the poll. It's important to go through it. You can just click on it. That will make me understand which is what you want. All right. So today, yesterday we were able to understand some part of it. So today we'll be talking about this. Sorry, please let me check this message out. Okay, now decoding undefined relationship from casual dating to situationships. I know many people might have been hearing about situationship, and they don't really understand what it is. And so people are, you know, swimming in this ocean of situationship, and yet they don't have the best name for it. So if you are in a kind of a state that you don't know what relationship you're in, you're also in the right place to know and how to maneuver in that relationship. Welcome back to this interesting podcast, Mom Ziba Talk Daily Podcast, where we unravel the intricacies of modern relationship. I am your host today, Mom Ziba, and today we are diving deep into the world of undefined relationship. Specifically, we'll be breaking down the different types, from casual dating to situationship. Now, when we are talking about undefined relationships, I told us that by their nature, it differs clear definitions and labels, okay? they exist in a very ambiguous gray area between friendship and romance, where the rules are very fluid and their emotion runs very high. But within this spectrum, there are distinct variations that shape the dynamics of this connection. Okay, so let's start first off with the casual dating. For teenagers and for a lot of couples who don't, singles who don't really understand how casual dating is, they can't really place a difference and demarcation between casual dating and situationship. You're welcome. This is it. This type of undefined relationship is characterized by a relaxed approach to romance. Now, individuals may go on dates, enjoy each other's company, and engage in physical intimacy without any expectation of commitment. It's all about let things be light, fun, and very, very casual, as the name implies. Now, we have the ever elusive friends, okay, with benefits agreement or arrangement. In this type of undefined relationship, okay, friendship and physical intimacy intertwine with no strings attached. Friends may engage in sexual activities without the expectations of involvement or commitment, all right? It is very delicate. It's a delicate balance of intimacy and detachment as well, all right? There is no total commitment. I told us yesterday, it's good to go listen to the podcast yesterday I did in the first episode of this series. I told us that people who have fear of commitment actually hide under the shadow or the shade of this kind of a relationship that is not defined. So moving along the spectrum, we encounter situationships. This type of undefined relationship shares some aspects of a committed partnership, such as emotional connection and exclusivity. Now, what lacks clarity and commitment? The commitment is very, very important for any successful relationship. For you to say and for you to understand that a relationship is a serious one and a defined one, must have the ingredient of commitment. Now, in this sense, there is no commitment and there is no clarity of a defined relationship, okay? It doesn't have this ingredient here now. And it often is categorized by ambiguity, there's confusion, there's mixed signals. So it's not direct and reluctant to define relationship. So why are all these types of undefined relationships so prevalent in today's society? I talked about it yesterday, but I feel it boils down to a lot of factors, combinations of different factors, including the shifting of societal norms, including changing relationship dynamics, and the influence of the cyber, all right, digital culture. So we see the trend in what is trending right now. I really decided to talk about it because of its prevalence in this generation, the Gen Z generation. And in a world where autonomy and individuality are highly, very, very, very valued, undefined relationship offer a level of a kind of, freedom and flexibility that resonates with many people. They provide an opportunity to explore connection without the pressure of commitment, allowing individuals to prioritize their own needs and desires. Here, there's no law and orderliness, all right, compared to the fate of marriage, all right, compared to a defined relationship. But whenever we are trying to maneuver this undefined relationship, it's not always easy, all right? Because there is no setting or clear boundaries or expectation. Misunderstanding arise frequently and leading to insecurity, confusion, and a heartache. You know, you don't know where you are. There is no set boundaries, unlike in the sense of a defined relationship. Okay, so that is that. All right, so now I told us that we are going to be talking about the nuances between each type of this undefined relationship, the nuances between this. Now, In casual dating, it typically involves spending time together without the expectation of you being committed. All right, both parties may enjoy each other's company and engage in activities like going out to dinner, watching movies, or simply hanging out. Physical intimacy may be involved, but it's not necessarily the primary focus of the relationship. Okay, I hear some people, you agree with me that in some relationship, you see, you say, it's just a friend. She's just a friend. And something leads to something, maybe especially when vulnerability is being involved or expressed by one of the partners in the friendship, physical intimacy might come in. All right, and you can just end up concluding that it was just a mistake. It's supposed not to happen, and they continue the journey of their friendship. Yes, it may happen, but it's not necessarily the primary focus of that relationship. And this is not actually very, very good. This is what happened in relationship. And some people who are so possessive, because they are possessive lovers, okay? There are people who are possessive, and those people are highly jealous. And when that might have happened, they start to imagine themselves as the owner of that space, being maybe from the man's angle or the woman's angle. And this can really cause a lot of problem for that kind of a friendship in some time to come, especially when that person wants to see someone he truly loves and wants to be really committed to and have a defined relationship with. He might not be able to step further. And this person's can, who are very possessive lovers, possessive personalities, can use it as a bait against that person. So we have to be careful on how we do things when we are in a casual relationship. I don't think it's very important that we should involve anything that is, you know, supposed to be left for the intimate part of a defined relationship, kind of to some extent, to be practiced in a casual relationship. A casual relationship to be left, as the word implies, casual. Everything should be transparent and on the surface level. So also one of the nonsense is that communication about intentions and boundary is important to ensure both individuals are on the same page. I said this. Likewise to what I just explained now. Now, when the communication are not set in place about their boundaries, okay, this is your limit. You don't get to play with me in a way that is going to arouse me sexually, and you don't get to share some kind of vulnerabilities with me. Knowing that I have a weak point in certain places like this, and when all those kind of communications are put in place, it can actually help the couple, partners, friends, all right, to maintain their ship, which is the friendship, the casual friendship. Now, number two is this. I have the FWB, which is the friends with benefit. I highlighted this in yesterday's episode. You go listen to it, but I'm still going to be fair. I'm going to be talking about this in a way. In the FWB relationship, there are existing friendships between the individuals that are involved. Physical intimacy is a key component, but it's typically devoid of romantic attachment or any sort of those kind of commitment. Now, I can decide to just come to you because I feel the urge to make out. I feel the urge to kiss, and I can come to you and kiss you because you are an opposite gender and you make me feel good sexually. All right. Okay. So they do this often because they want to get balance. All right. But they don't have this kind of a commitment. Sometimes they might not be so strong attachment romantically, but they just do this because they want to settle themselves at that particular time. Now, I said that I talked about people who could be involved in this in the last episode. So you can go and listen to it and digest that. Copy what you need to take along with you and, digest it. Now, both parties may enjoy the benefits of companionship and sexual gratification without emotional entanglement of a romantic relationship. So parties who, like I said earlier, they can, you know, do and undo and enjoy themselves sexually and all those kind of a thing. But there's not this kind of a freak, a thing. Okay, so deep thing between them. All right. So But I kind of wonder how you're going to look at yourself, especially when people who are involved in this kind of a party, how they look at themselves when they are with their maybe spouses or when they are in a forum. But some don't really care. They just see it as something that they should do at the time and they enjoy it. It's trending. It's what's happening. But it has a lot of side effects also. So also, clear communication and boundaries are crucial to prevent misunderstanding and maintain the friendship aspect of the relationship. So it's very important that we clear communications and boundaries should be practiced, okay, to prevent misunderstanding and maintain the relationship aspect, okay, the friendship aspect of the relationship, all right? As I said earlier in casual dating. Now, going back to the third one, the situationship. Situationship blurs the line between friendship and romance. Often, it can involve emotional connection and exclusivity at the same time. Now, I am into situationship with a partner. I can be so connected yet, but not also so close to the person. All right, it happens. That is the kind of a dilemma. It's kind of a scenario that happens, okay? It's not really straight. It's ambiguous in nature. Now, unlike casual dating, situationship involve deeper emotional involvement and ongoing connection. All right? It's I can be so in love with you and I'm so into you and we are doing deep shit together and I'm having this emotional closeness together, going on and on, coming to your house and we are doing things together, being as wife and husband. And, you know, but, you know, we still know that it's not so defined. Okay, now, however, in this kind of a relationship background, they lack the clarity and commitment of defined relationship. Now, leading to ambiguity as usual and uncertainty about the future. Okay, so situationship can be very challenging due to mixed signals and differing expectation, requiring open communication to navigate effectively. So, where does that leave us? We are going to the fourth one, undefined long-term connections. Some undefined relationship may span longer periods. Now, resembling long-time partnership without clear labels or commitment is still undefined. This kind of a connection, I know, involves shared living agreements, financial entanglement, or deep emotional bond, similar to that of a committed relationship, I said earlier. And however, you must understand that the lack of formal commitment can lead to uncertainty and insecurity about longevity and stability of the relationship. Communications and mutual understanding of each other's needs and boundaries are very, very key to keeping this connection. All right. So, I don't know if you have a question about this, I'll be wanting you to drop it for me. Just drop it for me and make me understand that you have a question. And then we can go from there. All right. I always like people to engage me with questions. Ask me questions. That shows that you are really following. So, talking about the benefits and challenges, okay, I want you to tell me what are the challenges you feel this kind of relationship can have, okay? All right. I'm responding to someone. Okay, question here. Okay, all right. So Mine, I could be dropping like two each, okay? And I'll be waiting for you in the comment section to tell me what are the benefits and the challenges you feel that from your own stand that it could be in a relationship. Now, one is the challenges, lack of clarity. One of the major challenges of an undefined relationship is there is no clarity. I've always been saying it. There is no clarity, no levels of commitment or so, whatever. So, this is not very, very good. All right. And always understand that no matter how you think that a relationship is undefined, all right, some people, so for some cases, I don't think undefined relationships sometimes can end up in a healthy lifestyle or a healthy relationship. It's very, very rare because they are already used to that comfortable lifestyle, and they are specific kind of persons who hide under the shade of this, okay, of this practice. So if you think settling with such people, that is why most time you keep on trying to pull the trigger to let them understand that you are tired. If you're a lady, especially, you want it to be defined, and they keep on shying away from it. It's just their kind of a category who where they find themselves. I told us in the last episode there are a lot of reasons that leads to that and put people in such classes, and it's very hard to take them off it unless you go make a relationship with another one, a kind of a person you know that is certain to be with you, all right, that is serious to be with you in a relationship. Now, another relationship challenges is insecurity and uncertainty. Now, normally it's an ambiguous kind of a nature in an undefined relationship, and it can lead to feelings of insecurity and uncertainty about the future for connection. So individuals may worry about whether their partner shares the same level of commitment. I normally tell people that even when you are here, you shouldn't be thinking of, is he having the same feelings with me? What is he doing right now? Such person can easily give access to any other girl or any guy outside. It's not a serious relationship. It's just a relationship that found itself at a particular space of time and for a particular benefit. Okay, so it was not a defined relationship, and you don't expect it to just wake up one morning to be a defined relationship that assures you of certainty about your future or gives you a certain backup for security. Even in marriage, insecurities are bound to be there, let alone relationships that are undefined. All right, another challenges I could be giving you as a bonus is the risks of emotional turmoil. Because undefined relationship often involves emotional intimacy, there's risks, a lot of risks of experiencing emotional turmoil if the connection doesn't meet with one expectations, or if it ends unexpectedly. It's bound to happen. Definitely, we know there are ups and down relationship. Now, talking about the benefit. People could talk about that undefined relationship offer individuals the freedom to explore their connections without constraints of traditional labels or commitment. It helps them to prioritize personal growth, career aspirations, or other life goals without feeling tied down or something. I told us that the category of people, one of them has reached people who hate commitment. So there's this atmosphere of flexibility. Let's put it there, flexibility as one of the benefits. And number two, explorations and discovery. Now it's a world of exploration for them, especially now that a lot of dating apps has a discovery of a lot of dating apps has make it very, 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 very opened for such kind of people to keep on exploring and finding a lot of persons, different shape and sizes, entering and making a lot of experiments, sojourning, and it's like it's an unending thing. And the time is ticking. And before you know, the man is already aged and the woman is already aged, and they are single and still living such kind of a lifestyle without a defined achievement. All right, so this can also happen. All right. So that is the benefit, the two type of benefits and the three types of challenges that can really arise in this kind of undefined relationship. And you have the FWB, and you have friends with benefit, you have the situationship, and also you have the casual dating. So I believe that you have learned a lot from today's episode. If you have any question to ask me, I encourage you to drop it via the voice message. I'll be very, very obliged to reply you ASAP. I'll be very, very happy because I know that there is someone out there listening to me. Thank you so much for joining me today on today's episode. Till next time I come your way again, stay strong and keep on building your relationship perfectly. Bye now from your host, Mom Seeger.